That's dope.
Late nights come from long days, doing all the right things in the wrong ways, doing all the wrong shit for the right reason.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5.
You hear our friend?
Pardon me?
This is our friend.
Have you heard this song before?
Fun?
Uh-uh. It's with him, and he was talking about Childish Gambino, Donald Glover. This is a song he did with him.
Oh, I have never heard this one.
Yeah, it's...
When was it?
Quite a bit ago. Some of the mixtape Childish did about 4 years ago, something like that, 4 or 5 years ago.
He doesn't call himself Childish anymore.
He's just Donald Glover
just
now.
Donald, back to Donald Glover. I wasn't loving his last thing.
It's a departure from what he normally
does. It's a big departure.
Apparently he's going back to a rap album and his final album. Allegedly his final album.
So I'm not super, like, I'm not hyped about the Texans game, but I am, the only thing I'm watching now is just like, and you know, it sucks. You don't, it's not even like one of these things where I wonder what our draft pick's going to be.
No.
One in the third round?
The third round.
In the third round, you mean?
Yeah. I remember you were putting out, look at the offensive tackle. Okay, everybody, here's offensive tackles that are going to be in the draft. And you were talking about the top guys. Like, Lance, let's look at third round offensive tackles.
I don't know them yet. I don't know who the third rounders are yet. I'm still,
no,
I'm
but honestly, well, how about moving up? I mean.
I think you have to.
Rick's a magician.
I think you have to. I think you, you're going to have 2/3 because you're going to get a third. He's a magician in the first round.
By magician, I mean he makes first, third rounders disappear before the season starts.
He makes middle rounders disappear. It's
unbelievable.
Now, he's really good in the first round and with street free agents. I mean, I mean, really good in the first and really good with guys on the street. All things in between, not as good. You know, think about the guys. Dylan Cole, yeah, undrafted free. You know who played really well? Quentin Dempsey. Yeah, I'll pull him off the street.
Yeah.
He was literally living on the street in a box. Pulled him off the street.
All right.
You know who else is really good? DeAndre Hopkins. Yeah, first. JJ first.
Yeah.
If it's first, well, or living on the streets.
And now we're getting to Fuller. Not so sure.
Yeah, we got to see how Fuller. He did score like 6 Kevin touchdowns Johnson. And 9 catches. Mm-hmm. Well, those two guys might. Hey, this is interesting. There's a story. Kevin Johnson, I liked him. I liked him when he got
absolutely
drafted. I actually liked him. I think I had a higher grade on him than Marcus Peters. I can't remember. Which shows what I knew my first year. But Marcus Peters also was kicked off the team at
right.
Washington.
A little bit of a bad guy.
A little bit of some edge to him. But one of the things I was told was that I was told that the Chiefs were considering Kevin Johnson. The reason they wouldn't is because he was too slender and he is a hitter. Like, he'll come up and hit strike you. And their feeling is, we can't have guys who hit like that because they're going to get hurt.
Don't have the body to hit.
They're
going to
get hurt. And you know what? Hurt all the time. And Marcus Peters, with this unbelievable ball production, if you can play the ball in college, you can play the ball in the pros. And this is why.
But
the Texans,
your worry is him in the locker room, Marcus Peters.
Yeah. And the Chiefs drafted him because they felt like they had a strong enough locker room. Well, Chris Ballard, who's the GM of the Colts, he went and spent 2 days in Oakland hanging out with the family. And he felt good enough after that trip. He's like, he gave a stamp of approval, like, I'm good with Marcus Peters now because I met his family. I know how strong his dad is in his life. He is going to always have some edge. We need to have a locker room that can handle him. He said, but other than that,
not
he's going to
make a bad thing.
He's
I mean,
make
like
a
we said,
plays.
With D'Angelo Hall.
Yeah, have an edge as long as it doesn't leak into causing problems on a team.
Keep Tlaib.
Yeah. I mean, Tlaib's a great example. That's an edgy guy, and you got to have a strong – and they've got a good locker room full of guys there, but they just don't have a quarterback. But you look at the Texans, they have to have a tackle. It's to the point now where Rick has 2/3. I'm assuming they get one for A.J. Bouye, you know, in compensatory. Right. He's got 2/3. You don't find really good tackles in the third round very often. Like, every once in a while you hit, you're going to have to get into the second round and go get a tackle.
Well, you'll
or a corner – because you need corner. You should have. I'm going to say it again because I wasn't on the radio with you. You should have franchised A.J. Bouye. I know you were hoping that money went into Tony Romo, but A.J., you knew that J.J. was done after this year, and you knew that, that Kareem Jackson is not a fast enough guy. And like, why would you not just tell Bouye?
Well, why not? I know, well, but the Tony Romo thing was the killer. Because either A.J. Bouye or get one of the good free agent tackles out that were out there. Not Brino Giacomini.
Nothing.
When it was all said and done. When they went down the list of all the teams that did something in free, they only listed 31 teams that did anything in free agency because the Texans were the only team that did absolutely nothing. Zero.
I know their thought was we can get a third for A.J. Bouye, and that's fine. A lot of teams now are thinking we're going to get the compensatory and have to pay. But if you felt like you had a window of opportunity open enough so that you would go out and target old-ass Tony Romo, then you should think you have a big enough window that you freeze A.J. Bouye for 1 year and you say, look, we may not sign you long-term. We're going to freeze you for this year so that you're staying with us because we want a better secondary. Because now the Jacksonville Jaguars have the best combination of corners. I will predict that it's going to go down as one of the best combination of corners at this particular time that we've seen probably in two decades. Like Bouye, the playmaker, and Ramsey is a dude. Jalen Ramsey is for real. And you just,
which is why they
gave him to the, you know,
went in the division.
You know, and they got a garbage quarterback, yeah. and you just feel like I don't think the Texans will beat the Jaguars for a long time.
Do you? Are you believing? I don't think they do this Eli to the Jags thing.
When did Eli become the hot ticket?
I don't know. That's what I'm. Oh, by the way, because you can get a Josh Allen where the Jags are going to pick. You can get a Lamar Jackson maybe where the Jags are going to pick. Why would you get old Eli?
It doesn't make any...
No, you need a guy that's going to be there for long.
The Broncos are talking about adding Eli.
Well, it worked, right?
For what? What are y'all doing?
Get a quarterback.
Eli Manning's going to be 35 next year, and he's not even good right now. What are you doing?
He's not as bad because those receivers... I mean, honestly, how good can you be if you have no receiver that can separate? If you've got your fourth, fifth, sixth receivers out there, honestly, how good can you be? And, oh, by the way, he's had a lot of balls bounce off, guys. Plenty of balls bounce off. But now, and the whole thing is a disaster. The whole Giants thing is a disaster. But he's 35 years old. Good Lord. I just don't get this. Look at the teams right now. Look at Goff. Look at Wentz.
Well, the first pick and second pick.
Well, but that's okay. Well, I mean, even still, Russell Wilson, third round. Yeah, he as a young guy, first and second year guy, he changed the franchise.
Anybody, that's the Drayton move. That's what used to make me scream at Drayton in this very
same room.
Well, just Kazmat, just getting old guys. Like when you start going to the old guy card because you think you're keeping a window open. Kill yourself, Denver. I don't care. Go get Eli.
They did it with Peyton, and look what happened.
Get Eli, Jacksonville. But that was a different scenario. That was Peyton's one of the all time greats. Eli is he didn't get all the genes up here at the top.
Remember what Jay Moore said about him?
A touch of it.
He's got a touch.
So Eli didn't get all the genes. Peyton's are going around calling Tennessee people to see. Or calling people on behalf of Tennessee trying to get a coach there. What did he get him from Archie? Because Archie's the one who will call people and say, hey, you can't trust this girl.
Can't trust her.
She's hanging out with black guys.
She's hanging out with black players.
Wait, what's the story there?
You don't remember?
Nuh-uh.
The trainer who was accusing Peyton of the sexual harassment.
Oh, yeah.
They said, well, you can't trust.
She was fraternizing with the black players.
She's going out with black players, so you can't trust her.
Is that what he said?
That's what Archie said.
Oh, Archie. Oh, my goodness. So
where did Peyton get the smarts from? It got to be the mom, right? Eli's Archie's kid.
I guess that's how it works.
813 ESPN 97.5. Let's talk about getting a car.
Let's talk about, this would be me.
Yeah, I think so.
I was waiting for you. What do you want to say about it? Go to GulfCoast.net. Hey, my friend Craig DeSurf, he's my buddy. And known Craig DeSurf since 2007. That's when I first met him. One of my favorite people. There's just certain people in the world that I like a lot. They have good energy. You know what I mean? Craig's one of those guys. When you meet him, he's always upbeat. He's always got that great energy. But he's not like one of those upbeat, like, hey, guy, what's going on, buddy? It's not like that. Like, he's a dude's dude. You love hanging out with him. He's a fun guy. But the great thing is, he wants to make sure that for years he was here in Houston. He went out to Angleton, and it's a Buick and GMC and Chevy dealership, and they are killing it right now. Pickup trucks, Yukons, Chevy Suburban. So whether it's an SUV, a crossover vehicle, they've got cars, pickup trucks. They do unbelievable business. I know Altuve went out there and got one, as a matter of fact. And what they'll do for you here in Houston, if you say, I don't want to drive out to Angleton, and it's not the worst drive, trust me, I was out there, it's really not that bad. But if you say, I don't want to do that, shop online at gulfcoast.net, find what you want, set up a, you know, just negotiate a price right there. They're going to undersell everybody, and they'll deliver the vehicle to you. They'll roll it into Houston for you. You can hate them now, but I think that's a bad idea if you want to get the best price on a vehicle and a valet service rolling into Houston for you. My man, Craig DeSerf, doing it at gulfcoast.net. That's gulfcoast.net.
You know who it is.
This is Kareem Jackson, and you listen to ESPN 97.5.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. John, Lance, Dell, and you, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776, the number to hang out with us here on ESPN 97.5. Reagan's a Texas A&M guy, wants to talk on the show. Hey, Reagan, what's going on?
Good morning, guys. John and Lance, the bench, man, feels like home, doesn't it?
It does. How about that?
Yeah, great. Proud of you guys, man. Happy the old crew's back together. Makes Talk Radio in Houston listenable again.
We appreciate it.
But with
that
said, let's talk about Jimbo.
Uh-huh.
We got him. It's been done for a while. Conversation started after the UCLA game. Scott Woodward, the relationship he had with Jimbo at LSU. Also, if you notice, the strength and conditioning coach was new for A&M this year, came from Florida State and Jimbo. Some people think he came over to kind of get the lay of the land for Jimbo, came back with positive reports, that and $75 million guaranteed. Looks like we got Jimbo, which is a big move. Who knows if it'll work, but at least we're swinging the bat. We're a big-time program. We're going for it. Let's see what happens. But I'm as an Aggie fan, you got to be excited, right?
$75 guaranteed. Yep. That's a lot of money, dude. And I guess you can trust him because, I mean – you know, he has had his flirtations. The thing is, I don't think he thought that Florida State, even with all their success, was committed, that they weren't putting the money into the program that you have to compete. Now the question is, can he beat Bama? Can he consistently beat Auburn and Arkansas and Mississippi State? And can he compete with LSU? Because they haven't competed with LSU. So
no, and talking about that A&M LSU game, John, it was so obvious. A&M had no chance to beat LSU last week or whenever it was. Every position, we were outclassed, out-schemed a little bit. The guys were playing hard, I think, but and I love Summey. I was a pro Summey guy. He did a lot of good things for A&M, but if that game wasn't a clear indication that we had to do something else, because LSU, it was a good team, not a great team, and, you know, a 9-win team, a good team, they totally outclassed us. We had to make a move. We made a huge move, and, you know, again, don't know what's going to happen, but at least we're going for the fences. I mean, Longhorn Scott's team went and hired a pretty decent U of H coach, and we hired Jimbo. So I think we're making a bigger move, and hopefully the results are massive.
Jimbo's a name. He can walk into any living room and sell that program, that's for sure. He's got the hardware. He's done it. I think we've talked about this plenty. Second half adjustment Jimbo is as good as it gets.
Well, when he had Jameis.
Right, but he had to make second half adjustments because first half Jameis was really bad a lot.
There's a question about Jimbo and his progressiveness. He's a guy who plays offense at a really slow pace. He doesn't believe in going forward on fourth downs, particularly inside the 40-yard, for whatever reason, inside the 40-yard line.
He's considered old school.
So yeah. The question will be, can he gather enough talent to maybe get to surpass some of his lack of progressiveness? But yeah, he's a solid name. My question, obviously, I got a bit of a bias with obviously the Miami stuff. Is he a good coach that became great when he had a once in a generation quarterback, or did he just have bad luck the last couple years with bad quarterback play? He's a quarterback guy, but you look at the record without Dalvin or Jameis, two generational type players at that school, He's good. He's not great without those two.
We'll find out. I mean,
is any coach good, great guys, without it? I mean, it's rare.
Some guys are pretty good without
it. It's rare, but yes. You got to have a great defense then.
Yeah, which he'll have to find. And he's not a defensive guy, so whoever his coordinator will be important.
I mean, that's what I think Jimbo's offense is going to be predicated on who, you know, who his coordinator is. I don't think he'll run the offense. I think he'll turn the offense over.
You think? Because that he loves calling plays.
I know, but I think when you get into the SEC, you really need to have a macro view of the game going on. I mean, I think he'll be heavily involved in the offense. Don't get me wrong. I think he'll be heavily involved. But I remember when he was at LSU, one of his big beefs is that Les Miles kept getting his hands in the offense. And mm-hmm. He wouldn't stay out of the offense. Mm-hmm. It's one of the reasons, you know, that he didn't want to be there with Les. So
the Florida State people think that guy won't turn it over. He likes calling plays. That's his thing. And it's just, you look at some of the things he's done at Florida State as far as offensively, he doesn't like spread stuff. He thinks the RPO stuff is nonsense. He doesn't really
like it. Oh, yeah, it's nonsense.
He doesn't like it. You watch his teams. It's very difficult to learn his offense. You look at the players who play.
He wants pocket passers.
It's not even just that. You look at the receivers who play in his offense are generally all older guys because it takes a while to learn. It's a difficult offense to learn. So if you're expecting young guys to come in and learn it quickly, Jimbo's not having it because they have
to. Well, they're also bigger. They're more vertical. Jimbo has pocket quarterbacks like Deshaun. I mean, like Jameis and DeAndre Francois are both big pocket guys because DeAndre Francois is a big pocket quarterback as well. That's what he wants. So his offense isn't predicated on RPOs.
I mean, EJ Manuel, he got him into the first round. Jameis, obviously, the number one mm-hmm. overall pick. Did he have Ponder?
Yes.
Yeah.
Was he there with Ponder?
Yes. Yeah.
He had Ponder. I mean, he's
– Yeah.
He does – now – are they not better for Jimbo than they are when they get to the pros?
I mean,
honestly.
He gets people hyped up on him,
yeah.
That's for sure.
He does unbelievable things with them. We'll and maybe it's Jimbo who's a little bit better because he makes those guys look better than they really are.
We're going to find out if this is truly a done deal. And then Mike Leach could be at Tennessee.
Mike Leach to Tennessee. What does Florida State do? Summy? They just switch coaches?
They think Taggart is their guy. He's a Florida guy.
Willie Taggart?
I think it's a bad look going for 1 year. Bounce, that's this bounce, whole Jeff bounce. Brom thing. This whole don't bounce. Don't be Todd Graham. Because that I don't know. That's on your resume, you know, and what? That never leaves.
Here's the thing. Unless you feel like sometimes you might have to make it and say, I'm just going to fade looking bad. Because if Taggart is a Florida guy and he thinks, I got FSU, and as much as I love Oregon, I don't have recruiting ties here. Oregon has great facilities and a ton of money, but you still don't get your talent there. You got to go to California. Yeah, right. You got to go to Texas. You got to – at Florida State, you go get your talent there, and Willie Taggart knows that area.
Oh, yeah. No. Willie's a tough Florida guy.
So it might be
one
of those things where he just says, hey, I got it. Like Tom Herman just said, hey, this is a lifelong dream to coach in Texas. I had to go.
Yeah, but Oregon's a national brand. I could see somebody there. I could see somebody at Oregon.
I think that would be a great fit. If Taggart goes, I would absolutely – I think it's a perfect fit for him.
Yep.
He'll just have to switch from Adidas to Nike. That's all.
I don't think that's hard. I think that'll be easy.
I think Phil Knight
switch.
Can make that an easy switch.
Phil Knight can make that happen.
Whoa. Right.
Oh, what the hell?
What the hell happened
to Movember's
face?
Movember's over.
But that was just Raheel a Movember? Shea. No, because he had a whole beard.
It's December 1st, that's why.
Hey, what happened when he got locked up? Did you have to do a show by yourself, or what was the deal?
I did. You know how long I had to do a show by myself because he was in jail for killing that girl, taking his dad's taxi,
killing that girl
when he took the taxi.
When he took the taxi
stuff?
And killed that girl, well, allegedly. No, I was proving innocent. No, not really. You were proven not guilty. Yeah.
And
okay.
He got institutionalized.
Yeah. And you made that lawyer lose her license.
Remember that guy
she was doing
lawyer
the ugly
itchy,
stuff to you.
Had itchy feet all the time. He had to scratch his feet and then put tape on it or whatever that was.
Yeah.
To go to a Chinese herbal guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He finally figured things out?
Yeah.
With the cat and everything?
Yeah.
827, ESPN 97.
Is this going into improving something?
No, it's going into a break. We're not improving anything, except maybe if you want to buy a motorcycle.
Preach on, brother.
All you got to do right now, listen, if you've been on Highway 59... down in Stafford, just past the Beltway, you've seen Republic Harley-Davidson. Have you seen it open 7 days a week? No, but you are now. because it's open 7 days a week. You know why it's open 7 days a week for the holiday season? Do you know what else they're doing over there? I mean, it's not only motorcycles, dude. What I need you to do is go and buy your bike enthusiast some clothing there. It's a clothing store, basically. All you got to do is get over there and see all the riding jackets, the helmets, the gloves, the boots, sunglasses, hats. Harley people love Harley clothes. This is not even arguable. So this is where you get it, at Republic Harley-Davidson. They basically have a clothing store upstairs. It's really neat. But when you go there, you're going to see the bikes, and it is unbelievable. And you're going to feel welcome. They just love bike people love bike people. So when you go in there, these people are so thrilled about being at Republic Harley-Davidson. They just want to show you all of the bikes. And it's going to be one of the most difficult decisions in your life to pick one of these bikes, because there's literally thousands of bikes for you to choose from. It's unbelievable. So if you're looking for that bike this holiday season, all you got to do is get to Harley-Davidson, Republic Harley-Davidson. Financing for everyone. Open 7 days a week during the holidays. 12707 Southwest Freeway in Stafford, just outside the Beltway. RepublicHD.com. RepublicHD.com. All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5.
You ready to do the three?
Oh, you got the three today?
Yeah, but before we do, there's some business
I'm just
here
so pissed.
On
I played Kirk. I picked up freaking Case Keenum, and I played Kirk Cousins last night. He sucked.
That was lit. Yeah, he was.
Kirk Cousins sucked last night.
We got this from Cody. He said, "Hey, guys, who's the expert on everything that interjects on every topic? I didn't see him in the photo." And he took a picture, and he sent a picture of me and you in a bench with John Granato and Lance.
Who is that expert?
Hey, Cody, why don't you at me? Stop being so soft. At Del V2, that's the expert who interjects on stuff. I'm right here. I'm standing right here. Oh, and by the way, there's a show from 11 to 1 you can listen to where I'm an expert there, too. Son, he said, at me.
At me.
At Del V2, if you got something to say.
At me.
At Del V2.
At me.
Sorry, Cody. We can't control him sometimes.
We don't know who he is.
Somebody else complained, like, hey, me and Matt didn't download this app so we could hear you guys talk about sports. Well, here's some things I've pulled up today. 11 things that should be on your sexual bucket list. I've got disorderly drunk driver pleads guilty after being denied 200 chicken nuggets. You just tell me if there's one of these.
Well, they're all. Are they part of the three?
Johnny Dell,
is that part of the three?
They can be.
The smart condom rates your bedroom skills, size, and even checks for STIs. I don't know. Is that the new word? Yes. Transmitted.
Infections?
Oh, we're infections.
Socially
now
transmitted infections? Sexually.
Yeah.
Well, socially.
Are you going to be on the mic or not? Are you going to talk?
Yeah,
or
don't talk off the mic.
Is this
your first day here?
Once found a huge...
Hey, Nick, get on
Wait,
the mic.
Wait, hold on. This isn't the bench featuring Raheel.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
We're all friends.
You're featuring Raheel. We're featuring Raheel.
Okay, let's go to the website.
How about this? Meredith Vieira once... This isn't us. Their website. Meredith Vieira once found a huge bag of toys in Matt Lauer's office. Dude, Matt Lauer creep show... It's getting worse. Every hour there's something.
Which is worse, Charlie Rose creep show or Matt Lauer creep show?
I'm starting to think Matt Lauer's running up on people.
Okay, so he, in his office at one time, so you could go into his office and, you know, you close the door, you have a meeting, whatever. He had a button under his desk that will lock the door when somebody came in.
Now, NBC has said that for their higher ups, that was a thing that was kind of normal.
Yeah, because he wanted it, so they had to do it for everyone.
So it wasn't weird.
Yeah.
Why would you want to lock the door from behind your
Jennifer,
desk?
Jennifer, come on in. Hold on 1 second. Lock it.
And Jennifer can't get out?
Nope.
Ooh.
And he would take
his... that's creepy.
Allegedly, he would take his... He took his pants off one time while the door was locked. And the woman was like, I'm out. Never mind. I can't get out.
I can't get out. Yeah. That is a Netflix show.
Yeah, and then the other one, he gifted a female coworker a sex toy. So, yeah, it's just all sorts of clean fun happening at NBC.
Oh, that's fun. Nice, NBC. Yeah.
How do you like this clip?
It's almost as bad as ESPN.
Dell's going to pull up. They had some stuff going on.
They had a lot of stuff going on at ESPN.
Some stuff going on, too. Yep. How do you – I sent a clip. This is the clip. You can actually hear this. And I'm doing this for two listeners who said, we didn't download this app to hear draft talk.
Mm-hmm.
We don't care about tackles. Give us the goods. Here is this clip where, this is in 2016, where, What was her name? Meredith Vieira, is that her name?
Yeah, and it turns out she was the woman he was staring at as she was bent over, and he goes, yeah, that's a good view. Keep doing that.
No, it was Katie Couric. No, I saw her in it.
Well, that's TMZ's saying it was Meredith Vieira.
I actually saw the video, but Katie Couric was the one putting on her mic.
Both.
Maybe Meredith Vieira was there.
Okay. Both, guys. All right. Both. Here's the clip right here.
You know, I have to say, I went into your office once. Do you remember this?
Yeah.
Snooping, and you had a huge bag of sex toys, and you do you remember this?
Pause. Oh, pause for one second.
Wait a minute.
Let me ask you a question. Now, we're just being real here. Why are you going in straight snitch mode on TV like that?
They were being cute.
It was fun.
A huge bag of sex toys is cute?
It's cute.
That sounds like I said, that sounds like somebody's got a dungeon.
No, because if they weren't being cute, he would have immediately said, that's not for on air.
No, he goes, wait a minute. You hear him? He just started going.
Yeah.
He goes, hold on. Go ahead.
Let's hear.
By then, there's nothing he could do.
Wait a minute. Okay, can we explain what happened? Because you were there. We had a guest on the show who was a sex therapist. And so when she left, I think you did the segment, actually.
I didn't.
And when she left, she gave each of us a shopping bag of stuff.
I didn't get a bag of stuff.
True story. I didn't.
By the way, the visual, his co-host at the time, I guess, was Samantha or Natty Morales. I don't know which one it is. She's like kind of horrified. And when he says they got a bag of sex toys, she's like,
what?
I didn't get one. I didn't get any.
Let me tell you what. You got to respect the hustle for the fast lie he's telling.
That's
like,
a really
remember
good
when we got a gift bag and all of us got gift bags? She, I didn't get anything.
Like Meredith,
I didn't get gift bag.
Meredith vocally said I didn't get one. The co-host that's currently with them, who's, I guess, doing the guest spot, she's like,
She's starting to get scared.
Maybe you just got one.
Yeah.
Maybe you brought that.
I didn't know what to do. I put it in my closet, my dressing room. The next day, we had Laura Bush on the show.
He's literally thinking right now what his lie is.
The Secret Service came with the dogs to sweep our dressing rooms. And I said, no, I'll get out. Go ahead. He goes, you can stay. We just need to bring the dog in. They open up the thing, and I see the guy pick up the bag. I'm like, oh, my God. It's gone.
And then everyone in the audience.
That's a great story.
When he had the Mr. Kong. That was amazing.
No, that take was off your hands.
Can you say Mr. Kong on the air?
Yeah, why not?
No,
why not?
I just don't know.
Yeah,
I'm not sure. Improve my
Meredith,
MrKong.com.
Meredith,
no, that's already improved.
That's all right.
Because you don't even need it.
Calling it Mr. Kong is pretty improved.
Yeah, that's because the guy couldn't improve his.
Mr. Kong was there.
Meredith, you're like, no, I didn't get it. You know what that was? She was tired of all his stuff, and she just said, Watch me blast them on national TV.
I'll make it like a fun show.
And here's what Matt. And here's what Matt did. By the end, show what he's got. At the end, everyone's like, this is why we love him. This is why he's an American treasure.
Lance.
He just turned a bag full of sex toys into a fun, cute story. And Meredith's like, mother. I can't. And he goes, that's right, bitch. Look what I did that time to you, Meredith
Vieira.
See how
that turned on you?
See how that happened? Because you got to understand something, Meredith Vieira. However, he went Stephen A. Smith. However,
you remember yesterday when you were unpacking your stuff and we found the sex toys in your.
No, wait. That was from when Ken Hoffman used to have that therapist come in on the show. What was her name? Judy something?
Mary Jo Rapini.
Yeah.
Mary Jo Rapini.
So that was actually, remember you did the show, actually. You were on the show.
I didn't tell
And she gave us a bag full of stuff, Mary Jo Rapini, back in 2010.
No.
Yes.
I didn't get one. Yeah,
apparently. You know, the Secret Service, like, that didn't happen.
No.
What's he talking about?
Well, that's a load of crap.
Laura Bush was like,
why is my name in this now?
Why is he putting me in
this? By the way, these were all old and used toys. Okay.
Why y'all oohing at that? That's good.
That is a good thing.
Yeah,
why not use them?
Exactly.
If he's got, well, you're saying he put them, he just put them
back in the
package.
I don't know where he put them.
Yeah,
you know where Matt Lauer's putting sex toys?
I don't even want to know.
Nope.
That man. You try to. Matt got eventually.
Yeah,
Meredith Vieira thought this is the day he's gonna.
Yeah, that's it right there.
I'm gonna get him. Creepy. I'm gonna get him in 2000. We got him. I'm gonna put it to him.
We got
live television. We got his ass, and Matt topsy turvied it.
Yep, turn.
He topsy turvied that.
Larry,
he topsy turvied
into sex toys.
Everyone loves Matt Lauer. Get out of here, Meredith Vieira. Matt Lauer is a delicious man. I didn't say that the way I wanted to say it. Do the three.
Cut
do
that.
We don't have time for that now.
Now there's
do the three.
There's a hot button.
We don't have time for that now.
Do the three.
No. No.
Do the thing.
Well, hey, go to your list.
Hey, intern,
now.
Pull that clip where Lance
no!
Matt
no!
Lauer's a delicious man.
You got it. Now you got a hot button.
Yeah.
Matt Lauer.
The first one for the show.
Matt Lauer has sex going. Brian Cushing blocks him.
He's in panic mode.
He
what
is.
Can I do to
no.
save this one?
How can I save that
no,
one?
But listen,
oh, no, I said it. I can't take it back.
Philip Rivers. Don't cut it. He's panicking.
Remember when you got arrested on that TV show on HBO? Hey, by the way, buddy. You What's get up? Your show. I'm not even taking 30 minutes of your show. I got to go see yeah. my grandma, Steven. So you get your show today, buddy. You don't have to say I'm stealing your, even though you.
I didn't say you stole it.
You horn in on my film watching time in the cubicle life, yeah. and you videotape me, and you say, hey, everybody, it's Cube Life with Raheel. Hey, buddy, what's going on, Lance? And you try to do videos of me every day when I'm trying to just sit and watch.
Yeah, because I have to put more content out. According to Mr. Gow, he's like, we want content. So I.
What's your content?
Yeah, Cube Life. My cube mate who plays Xbox all day.
I don't play Xbox.
That's what he
I'm
does
all day.
He's lying, John.
Yeah,
all day.
No, I can see that. I can certainly see that. 713-780-3776. We'll get you guys in. Tony Gilbert hung up.
Tony.
Damn it. We also got the three. Right? We're going to do the three.
Man.
Yes.
Yeah,
stop
do
getting upset.
No.
He's mad because somebody called him an experto.
No. I want that guy to at me. Where you at? Cody,
check your Cody.
You want Cody to at you.
Yeah, stop talking to the two kings. Come at me, son. Ooh, that's all I'm saying.
Hey, by the way, congratulations, guys. So nice having you guys back.
Yeah. I can really enjoy morning radio again.
Is this
Reagan? Reagan starts to call. Let's talk to some A&M coaches. Guys, thank you so much. So glad
yeah,
to have
Reagan
you back.
Said thanks for coming back. Yeah,
okay, now that we're done with that. Hey, 75 million?
75 million.
10 years, 75
Seems
million.
Seems like a lot.
Hey, man, huh? Go get your money, Jimbo.
Yeah. Why are you pocket watching Jimbo?
I'm watching him. Hey.
Okay.
Hey, go get your.
Yeah, he's got that money they want to throw at Jimbo.
Why are you pocket watching Jimbo?
Man.
John just put pocket watcher on you.
You know what? I put on everybody yesterday. Golf and Coors Light. Yep.
Did you download the app?
I did. I got the app.
It's a lifestyle.
I'm living the lifestyle. Okay, I've been living the lifestyle, okay? This ain't new. I've been had
so,
Coors Light lifestyle.
Oh, so it's not your alternative lifestyle because you've always lived that lifestyle.
I've always
lived
this.
Were you born a Coors Light guy or did you choose
yeah.
to be a Coors Light guy?
No, I've been a Coors Light guy for...
Are you sure?
I think I was born... I mean, I'm cisgender Coors Light, okay?
Nature nurture?
Yeah, it was a nature nurture for Coors Light.
I'm cisgender Coors Light guy. That's right.
I can see that.
Yeah.
yeah.
That's what I'm about.
It's lit.
102 calories, 5 carbs. You know, I hear, oh, yeah, I'm going to drink that Ultra beer because it's less carbs. How about 5 carbs? I talked to a guy yesterday. As a matter of fact, he ordered. I said, get out of here. Do a Coors Light. I sold more Coors Light yesterday, okay? And dude said, you know what? It's a better taste than beer. And you can, all you haters out there that are on Twitter, okay, drink a Coors Light. You don't like Coors Light? I don't care. You know what? Coors Light is my way of life. And if you want that silver bullet, come on. Whatever your mountain, climb on. Coors Light, baby. I'm telling you, I love Coors Light. I always have, always will. Not going to change me. You can have all your foofy beers. I'm going to have me Coors Light. And you can get the app as well, Coors Light XP. Download it at your app store today. Drink responsibly. But when you're drinking, drink Coors Light. Come on. Let's go. Get a Coors Light.
ESPN 97.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. John Lance and Raheel, along with Dell, on ESPN 97.5. Lance has left the building, and we don't know when he's going to. He has no idea.
He went on one of his famous calls.
Yeah, he's like our chefty. You know, in the middle of the segment, he'll just take a call. And you know, go and move on.
That's such a power move by
it
Shefty.
It is.
You know, it's somebody just a plant call, right?
Who else does that? It's like his wife, you know, going, hey, and I know that was Nicole that was calling Lance, right? So that's what
Larry.
Shefty does.
That was Larry Zerline. How's the show going?
Well, it's on right now, Dad.
Yeah, I got to go, Dad. Maybe in here. I don't shine shoes no more.
I don't know. Maybe you do.
Maybe I do.
Maybe. He made you take the phone call.
Adele seems to think maybe you do.
So I'm going to see my grandmother's not doing well. So
Grandma Stephen?
Grandma Stevens. So
Stevens. I thought you said Grandma Steven. I was like,
no, Grandma Stevens is not doing too hot, so I need to go see her.
Yeah, you go see her.
Sorry to hear.
And yeah, I appreciate it. She was the one who, she's been to two Final Fours. She's a huge college basketball fan. She went to, let's see, she went to the North Carolina U of H game, Michael Jordan versus Hakeem Olajuwon. She was at that in New Orleans. She went to Phi Slamma Jamma versus Louisville and NC State. Grandma Stevens went with my mom.
Wow.
She's been to, she's a huge college basketball fan. Right now, she was complaining the other day. She's 92. She was complaining because they switched in the hospice where she is. They switched to like Dish Network, and she doesn't get some NBA channel anymore, and she's all ticked off. She was filling out brackets every year. She filled out a bracket 2 years ago, and I let people compete against her at my other radio station. See if you could beat Lance's 90-year-old grandma. And most people didn't, because Grandma Stevens is about that college basketball life.
That's great.
She's a Kansas fan?
Yeah, KU Jayhawks basketball. She used to be a huge Denny Crum fan. Missouri football she watches. She's kind of big. She's Big Eight. She was a Big Eight person.
Was she a big Allen Iverson fan? I'm trying to figure out where her, like, aesthetically, where her basketball love.
She was more, she's more college than pros, but she once, she's famous, at least in my house, for, we were at a U of H in, like, Centenary game in 1982. Hawfines Pavilion, Hakeem Olajuwon, maybe his second game ever with the Houston Cougars. Dream, they throw, Dream's kind of cherry picking. They throw him the pass. He's at about the top of the key. He grabs it, turns around, and takes like five steps and dunks it. Traveling, like he didn't even know how to dribble. And you know what, she turns to my mom and said, he's never going to be any good.
Horrible scout.
She's not a scout. Good. Yeah, she
doesn't
know.
So was she a J.J. Redick fan? Grayson Allen fan?
I don't know. I don't know. She was probably okay with the Duke teams, I think. Krzyzewski.
Yeah.
She likes basketball powerhouses.
So you're going to have to lead the show. I'm going to have to lead the show early next week because I'm going to New Orleans to party. So
okay.
Yeah, well, I've caught a flight during the show.
I'm going to leave. Mine's the opposite.
Yeah, yours is going
to
be the opposite.
I've got a 2-hour flight to Denver, and then I drive 3 hours to Kansas.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful
My drive is longer than my flight.
You're flying to Denver. I did that drive to Denver through Kansas. It's miserable.
It's nothing.
Yeah, it's the worst. It sucks.
Nothing.
Yes, there's nothing. Man. Not as bad, though, as we were up in Dakota this year, an hour from Fargo to Grand Forks, where North Dakota is.
Yeah, Fargo.
There is, it's an hour and 10 of absolute, it's the same thing for an hour and 10 minutes on the highway. An hour and 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Those scenes from Fargo where they're driving along a highway and there's nothing, they're real. No, those are real. So next week, I'm going to leave early, just so you know.
Okay. Well, then on December 12th, I'm leaving.
Back into jail?
No, I'm not. I never went to jail.
Your parole officer?
That was not me.
Well,
again, it was not him.
You kind of look like
Riz. Again, I didn't go to New York during that stretch of time, and I was married, so I didn't hook up with a
When does that stop partier. Other guys? Matt Lauer was married.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good point. I didn't drive a cab.
That's debatable. Can't prove that you didn't.
I do have a leather jacket.
Mm. It's kind of tying you to that the night of. I'm starting to see.
Okay.
You still have that.
I think we've got it up to record.
You have that thread, the text thread that we had.
That text thread was awesome.
You got to post that one.
Where I kept saying, hey, did you? He goes, no, I'm telling you. I was not. I said, I think I just saw you on TV.
What about yesterday's text thread? With Black Santa. Dell?
I got Dell a present.
Did you buy it?
Did you?
Tell Dell what you got him.
So Walmart, I'm over there. My daughter wanted a snowman. She wanted an inflatable snowman. So I go there, buy that. And I'm looking. I'm like, maybe they have a Santa Claus I can buy. And I go, hey, do you guys have a Santa Claus in the 4 feet? You know? And he goes, you know, unfortunately, this is all we have left. And he points me to the boxes. And I go, oh, it's Santa. And I look closer and it says African-American Santa Claus.
And by the way, I got a picture of it. The Santa does not look African American.
Well, it looks that's like the key to this whole thing.
Yeah,
it looks like a Kenan Thompson character.
He looks like Michael Jackson Santa.
Here's okay. I'm posting it on Twitter.
Why'd they bleach Santa?
I don't know. And then they gave him like this goofy mustache. And you're like, wait, that's
they
not
make it a,
darker
mustache.
No, but it's like
the mustache is darker, but the beard is the traditional Santa beard.
Yeah,
it's a bad look. African American Santa.
It's not African American.
That's what it says on the box.
I know.
Did you get it?
Why?
Raheel, you said you got it.
Don't ruin a present I'm getting him for the Christmas party.
Well, you sent me the text saying you got it, so it's already ruined.
Yeah, it's already. You already said it.
All right, it's on Twitter at @_Raheel. You can see the picture, and you judge. Is it African American? And will Dell like it?
Did Dell threaten to go to HR?
Yeah, I said.
He's always threatening.
I said, Laura Beavers has already been sent the sex string.
Oh, really?
Start working on your apology statements.
I had nothing
John
to do with it.
Stayed
I was,
out of
I
it.
I was just drinking my Coors
I'm
Light.
I'm talking to Raheel and Lance.
I was hacked
for causing a hostile work environment.
Hostile work environment.
Hacked. You always say hacked. That's it. I was hacked.
Hey, what? John, can you give me Mike Holly's number? HR&P?
HR&P. I'm going there today. They open up their new offices on the Beltway.
Wow, you're the first one to go in. Hey, John, have a seat right here.
It's a trap. It's not really a new office.
Chris Hansen.
No, sit down. We got a chair for you. What does Tony want to talk about?
Let's get
this
Tony
crazy cage match.
Let's get Tony in here on ESPN 97.5. What's up, Tony?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. How are
What's up, Tony?
Good. I just wanted to say, first of all, there was a guy that called into the Blitz. It was either Monday or Tuesday, and he complained about the new programming, and I hope this guy's listening, because honestly, I just want to tell him to suck it. This programming is great, but and I love the new show, guys, and all the new programming. But besides that, a serious question here, in all seriousness, if there was a cage match to the death, a tag team match between Harvey Weinstein and Jarrett from Subway versus Matt Lauer and Charlie Rose, who would win?
Is Jared dead or just got beat up? Right,
he just got beat up.
He just got beat up. I go
Harvey
Jared.
And Jared versus who?
Matt Lauer and Charlie Rose.
Oh,
Charlie Rose.
Weaknesses.
Dude.
I feel like Matt Lauer can scrap.
No,
it
he
out
can't. He's a news nerd. News nerds can't scrap.
No,
what are you talking
man,
about?
He's all. No, he's all ripped up.
Yeah, Matt Lauer.
He's not ripped up.
Yeah, actually, he is.
He is.
He is.
It's
actually.
True. Yeah, he works
what?
Out.
He works out.
He lifts, bro.
He's the most
Matt
in shape
Lauer
of all
shirtless.
The.
How do you know that Jared's not in the prison yard now, yoked up?
Well, Jared's on Matt Lauer's team, right?
Huh? No, it's Jared and Weinstein.
I feel like Jared's probably gotten bigger.
Jared probably has.
No, he doesn't get lifting rights when you
no,
have that
no,
stink
no.
on you.
I
when
think
you have
bigger
that stink
like
on
eating.
You,
no.
eating.
When you have that stink on you, you don't get any rights.
I think he's gaining weight. I think
so
he's
bad
getting
weight.
Back to,
he's
yeah.
getting back.
Yeah, I
getting
think
back
he's
to his fighting weight.
I think if Jared and Harvey Weinstein want to win that one, they better do it early, because I think they're both going to be gassed. Harvey doesn't look like he looks like escalators are a trouble. Are a little bit of a problem for him. Like,
plants
just
aren't.
Standing still.
He
loves
plants.
And by the way, Matt Lauer's not taking this line down. He's suing NBC for $30
million. Yeah, that's right.
Man.
That makes sense. Perfect sense.
All right.
Because now everything will come out. How much do you want to bet that never sees a courtroom? Because then you'll have to testify.
Yeah, Matt's just trying
under
to front.
Oath.
Matt's just fronting right now.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
Because they'll say, okay, you still want to try? Because now everything's going to come out.
Everything.
Just forget it.
No, never mind.
Steve said, so Matt Lauer was legit Ron Burgundy.
Yeah, pretty much. Well. Pretty much. All right, 8:50. Are you out of here? You got to go see Grandma Stevens?
I got to fly and then drive.
You got to fly and then drive.
All
go
right.
see Grandma
so
Stevens.
No
featuring. Oh, I don't even talk to Gilbert.
Yeah.
Oh, guys.
Oh. You can stay a little bit longer.
That dude is on to something. Dell, if you're not careful, you'll become 97.5's version. Oh, I'm not reading that.
Of what?
Michael Connor is what he said.
Michael Connor?
I'm not afraid. Nah, what's the Michael Connor thing? Did you?
There's nothing. Michael Connor's good. People get mad when producers talk.
Well,
I like Michael Connor on the air, but if some people get mad when producers talk.
Well, I've been doing this for years, so I'm Michael
Connor. I like him on the air, but
we've always kept it. That's always been part of the show.
But Cody didn't at you.
Yeah, because Cody's soft.
Oh.
I didn't say that, man. Cody. I think you're hard.
I know you didn't say it. Del Ola
you think
said it.
Cody's oh, hard. Hey. Like Matt Lauer hard?
No.
No. Like improve my erection hard?
No. Uh-huh. Like a rough.
How about you guys? We can let the joke just sit. We don't have to point out yet we all got it.
No. Everything doesn't
that
have to go
went
that
right
same
to
doctor.
The improve my erection card.
We got it. We know. We get it. It's an erection.
Lance has got a couple of keys today.
Yeah,
new keys. All right, let's get Mark Klein in here, though. What about the Christmas party? Who wants to go to a Christmas party? At Klein's Fine Jewelers, and that's going to be December 22nd. That's when you pick up what you order from him this week, okay? You go over to Klein's, you tell him what you want, he makes it because he's the manufacturer in a retail store, and then on December 22nd, you pick it up, and she loves you for it. Right, Mark?
That'd be fantastic. Or you could come over to Klein's and get diamond pendant earring bracelet right now and pick it up. And then you can come back to the party as well and buy something else. That'd be fantastic. Either way, it's all good. John Lance, I'm so glad you're back. It's fantastic this week having you. And, you know, the listeners that come into the store from you guys are John and Lance listeners. That's it. The most fantastic thing is that you guys are back together, and it's been great. Thank you very much for that.
Well, thank you for all you do for the listeners in the holiday season.
No, for sure. You know, that's what I do. We've been doing it for years. What, 20 years, John? So anything in jewelry, well, me and you have been doing it for 20 years. So anything in jewelry, diamond pendants, earrings, bracelets, and, you know, we've been doing it since 1969, so obviously we're going to do something right. It's the best deal in the city of Houston. If you compare us to any mall store, you compare us to any of those ads you see on TV, go ahead and compare it. Buy it from Klein's because it's the best deal in the city of Houston. Not just because, you know, we're great guys, we're in the John and Lance family, but buy it because it's the best deal in the city of Houston. It will be for sure every single time. Diamond pendants, earrings, bracelets.
That's Mark Klein, kleinsjewelry.com. Give them the phone number. They can text you.
832-316-1388. 832-316-1388. If you're sitting there thinking, what am I going to do right now for Christmas? Text me, 832-316-1388.
That's kleinsjewelry.com.